今天我们继续看约翰福音。
Today we continue our study on the John chapter
6. 我约翰福音已经讲了一年多了。
I preached on John over a year.
现在才讲到第十二章。
And I've only gotten to chapter 12.
今天我们要看27节到36节。
Today we'll study verses 27 to 36.
上礼拜我们提到二十节告诉我们有几个希利尼人来要见耶稣。
Last week in verse 20, we were told that there are a few Greeks who wanted to see Jesus.
耶稣知道他得荣耀的时候到了。
Jesus knew that the hour for his glorification has arrived.
所以借着这几个希利尼人要见他。
And so through the visit of the Greeks,
耶稣给了一个最后公开的讲道或者是教导。
So Jesus gave his last public sermon and teaching.
为什么我说是最后的一个讲道？
Why do I say it's his last?
因为三十七节后半边告诉我们。
Because in the second part of 36,
耶稣说了这话就离开他们隐藏了。
Last part of 36, these things Jesus spoke, and he departed and hid himself from them.
换句话说，自从三十七节以后。
And in other words, that starting from verse 37,
耶稣再没有公开的讲过道。
Jesus did not publicly preach anymore.
他把他的教导跟注意力就开始全部摆在他门徒的身上。
So he focused his teaching on his disciples.
上礼拜天我们从二十节到二十六节看到一个题目，如何救你自己的生命。
Last week in verses 20 to 26, we had the topic for a sermon, how to save your own life.
今天从27节到37节，我们看看耶稣面对十字架。
And today from verses 27 to 37, we'll see how Jesus faces the cross.
我们从四方面来看这个题目。
We'll look at this from four points.
第一大点。
The first main point.
耶稣的悲痛。
The anguish of Jesus.
这是二十七节到二十八节的前半部。
This is from verses 27 to 28.
二十七节说：“我现在心里忧愁。”
And now my soul has become troubled.
这个所有的英文版本“忧愁”这个字都翻成 troubled.
The word troubled is used here.
这个字希腊文的意思是说震动。
This word in the Greek means to shake.
或者是搅动。
Or to stir up.
这是个很强的字。
This is a very strong word.
这个字被用来形容一个人精神上或心灵上的那个不安。
It describes a severe mental and spiritual agitation.
或者你可以说他非常的心烦意乱。
You can say that he's upset.
或者说他有点害怕。
Or he is a little afraid.
为什么耶稣极其的忧愁或者是悲痛呢？
Why was Jesus troubled or sorrowful?
他不是自己还告诉过我们？
Didn't he tell us?
你们心里不要忧愁。
Let not your heart be troubled.
不要胆怯吗？
Nor be afraid.
他怎么自己现在说起这句话了？
So how come he's saying this himself now?
也许我们当中有人心里还会问。
Maybe some of you will ask in your heart.
耶稣极其忧愁是不是他怕死啊？
Was Jesus troubled because he was afraid to die?
我们想到我们中国历史上很多英雄。
We remember many of Chinese famous people, heroes in the past.
像岳飞，像文天祥。
岳飞和文天祥。
他们临死之前呢、啊、
？Before they died.
他们极其镇静。
They were very calm.
没有惧怕。
No fear.
从容就义啊。
They were ready to face death.
怎么我们的耶稣不如他们呢？
How can Jesus be any less than they are?
耶稣为什么惧怕？
Why was Jesus afraid?
当耶稣看到这几个希利尼人来找他的时候，
When Jesus saw these Greeks seeking him out,
他已经联想到，
He thought of this.
这几位希利尼人，外邦人，
That these Greeks, Gentiles,
是以后有更多外邦人要得救的凭据。
They represent the earnest money for future Gentiles coming to Christ.
但要这些人得到救恩呢、啊、
？For these people to be saved,
有一个先要条件。
There is a most important
prerequisite. 就是他自己要自己需要先要死。
Jesus himself has to die.
只有一个被钉在十字架的救主
，is for a savior to be nailed on the cross.
对他们的罪啊的去掉才会有功效。
is the only way for their sin to be removed.
那表示什么？
What does that signify?
表示耶稣是要承担众人的罪孽。
Signifies that Jesus has to bear the sins of all the people.
表示耶稣需要跟天父要分离。
It signifies that Jesus has to be separated from his heavenly Father.
你还记得耶稣在十字架上讲的一句话吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said on the cross?
以利以利拉拿撒巴哥大尼，这句话翻出来就说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said that, my Father, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
耶稣不是害怕身体的死亡。
Jesus was not afraid of physical death.
他乃是惧怕属灵的死亡。
But he was afraid of spiritual death.
属灵的死亡让他跟天父要隔离，要分开了。
Because through spiritual death, he will be separated from his heavenly Father.
想一想看耶稣的情形。
Try to imagine Jesus' situation.
这位从来没有跟天父属灵上分开的圣子。
This holy son who has never been separated from his heavenly father.
他们的关系一直是亲密的。
Their relationship has always been close.
从来没有破裂过。
And never fractured.
他自己也从来没有犯过罪。
And he never sinned.
但是当他在思想。
And yet when he was meditating.
当那个时候来到的时候。
And the time approaches.
他因为要承担担当众人的罪孽。
Because he had to bear the sins of all men.
他需要让跟他天父的关系被切断。
His relationship with his heavenly father has to be severed.
他为这个极其忧愁。
And for that reason, he was extremely troubled.
然后他继续说。
And he continued to say,
我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候。
What shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour.
这两个句子哈，在他们后面应该都有一个问号的。
These two sentences should have a question mark after each of them.
好，第一个句子我们中文也把它翻有问号的意思。
The first clause there was
Chinese.
In Chinese, there's a question mark.
第二个句子我们中文没有把那问号意思翻出来。
But in the second sentence, there was a question mark in Chinese.
这两个句子都有问号在后面。
But these two sentences all have a question mark.
我们应该把它连在一起看，意思比较清楚。
We should join them together so that to make the meaning more complete.
让我试试看用今天的话来问这两个例子。
Let me try to use today's language to explain this.
耶稣说，我现在心里极其忧愁。
Jesus said that my heart is very troubled.
我应该说什么话呢？
What shall I say?
难道我应该祷告说？
Should I pray?
父啊，请你救我脱离这时刻吗？
Father, save me from this hour.
这是耶稣这边所讲的。
This is what Jesus is saying in this verse.
但耶稣马上给自己一个回答。
But Jesus right away gave his own answer.
27节后半边。
Second part of verse 27.
但我原是为这时候来到。
But for this purpose, I came to this hour.
耶稣心里是极其忧愁。
Jesus' heart was very troubled.
但同时我们看到他有坚定的决心。
Yet we can see his firm resolve.
他没有任何想打退堂鼓的念头。
He did not want to retreat.
也没有想改变这个前面方向的主意。
Or change the direction.
耶稣决心要死。
He has decided to die.
为什么？
Why?
为什么耶稣决心要死？
Why was Jesus decided to die?
我们常常会回答说，
Very often we'll answer this way.
因为他需要代替我们死。
Because he has to die for us.
救我们从罪恶里面出来。
To save us from our sins.
这是正确的。
This is correct.
但请大家注意。
But please also pay attention to this.
这不是耶稣在这里给的主要原因。
This is not the chief reason Jesus gave here.
这耶稣说这是他死的主要目的。
Jesus did not say this is the chief end of why he had to die.
主要原因跟目的是什么？
What's the chief reason and chief end for his dying?
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
It's that Father, glorify thy name.
在耶稣心里很极其忧愁的时候，
When Jesus was very troubled,
他的注意力，
his attention,
或他祷告的中心，
his the focus of attention of
是在父啊，愿你荣耀你的名，
was for Father to have his name glorified.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brother and sisters,
你知道你我的问题常常是什么？
Do you know where does our problem lie?
我们同意说我们希望神的荣耀。
We agree that God should be glorified.
我们也这样祷告。
And we pray likewise.
但我们却说神啊，你不要让我付代价。
And yet we say, God, please don't make me pay for it.
神啊，你不要让我们有什么损失啊。
Please don't let us suffer any loss.
那你可以得到你所要的荣耀。
And then you can get whatever glory you can.
在二十世纪有一个很出名的布道家跟讲员。
In the 20th century, there was a very famous evangelist.
他的名字在你们节目单上面。
His name is printed in the bulletin.
英文叫 Ralph L. Kuyper.
Ralph L. Kuyper.
也许他的生平我们可以了解圣经节这里面想要讲的。
Maybe through his biography, we can understand what this verse is saying.
开始生的时候眼睛有毛病。
When Kuyper was born, he had a problem with his eyesight.
眼力很不好。
Very weak eyesight.
所以他在做神学生的时候，因为常常需要读很多资料，然后带给他很大的痛苦。
So while he was seminary student, because he had to read many books, that brought a lot of pain to his eyes.
他也像保罗一样。
So like Paul,
曾经多次的求神把这个刺拿掉。
For many times, entreated the Lord to remove the thorn from his eyes.
有一天，当他坐在图书馆读书的时候
，One day while he was studying in the library,
他感觉到圣灵开始对他讲话。
He felt the Holy Spirit speaking to him.
圣灵说
，Holy Spirit said,
"Kuyper, 什么是人主要的目的
？Kuyper, what's the chief end of man?
Kuyper 是个神学生。
And Kuyper, being a seminarian,
他当然知道那个答案。
Of course, he knew the answer.
他回答说。
He replied,
那很容易。
That's easy.
西敏寺的简短教义 问答的第一个问题。
Westminster Shorter Catechism had the answer.
第一个问题 ，first question.
The first question.
便这么说。
And it's like this.
人主要的目的。
The chief end of man.
是荣耀神。
Is to glorify God.
并且永远的喜欢他。
And to enjoy him forever.
圣灵继续的追问他。
And the Holy Spirit continued to ask him.
那也是你主要的目的吗
？Is that your main goal in life too?
开普回答说：“当然。
”Kuyper said, "Of course."
那根据开普的回忆
，So according to Kuyper's memory，
就在那个时候
，It's at that time，
圣灵开始对他不客气了。
The Holy Spirit started to press him more.
圣灵问他说
：“Holy Spirit asked him，
那你宁可要什么？”
What do you rather prefer?
要完全的眼力2020
To have perfect eyesight 2020
或者是能够荣耀我的特权
Or you can glorify my privilege
The privilege to glorify me
A privilege to glorify God
这一下子这个年轻的学生
And so this young student
没有马上回答了
Did not reply so fast.
他挣扎了一阵子。
He struggled a little bit.
他终于说。
And finally he said.
这两个是没办法比较的。
These two cannot compare.
唯一可能的答案。
The only possible answer.
便是能够荣耀你的特权。
Is that I want to have the privilege to glorify you.
圣灵继续问他说。
And the Holy Spirit continued to ask him.
那你为何忧愁？我选择要你荣耀的方法呢
？Then why worry about the means I have chosen to have you glorify it？
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
请问你曾经为什么事忧愁过
？May I ask, have you been troubled by something？
很可能你的心会为将来许多事忧愁。
Maybe you are worried, troubled by something in the future。
在这种情形下，我们应该怎么办
？Under that kind of condition, what should we do？
当疾病攻击我们的时候
When sickness attacks us,
当我们亲人去世的时候
When our loved ones pass away,
当我们失业的时候
When we lose our job,
当我们的敌人侮辱我们的时候
When our enemies insult us,
当我们的朋友离弃我们的时候
When our friends abandon us,
我们该怎么办
What should we do?
我们可以不做平常人做的
We can do whatOrdinary people does not do it.
We will not do it.
We won't do it as ordinary people.
我们可以向耶稣基督学习。
We can learn from Jesus.
我们可以祷告说。
We can pray.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
Father, glorify thy name.
这表示什么意思
？What does this mean?
父啊。
Father.
如果我要失去我的健康。
If I have to lose my health.
让我的疾病荣耀你的名。
Let my sickness glorify your name.
如果我要失去我的财富
if I have to lose my riches?
让我的贫穷荣耀你的名。
Let my poverty glorify your name.
如果我要我失去我的好名声。
If I have to lose my good reputation.
让我的创伤荣耀你的名。
Let my injury glorify your name.
如果我要失去我的生命。
If I have to lose my life.
让我的死亡荣耀你的名。
Let my death.Glorify you.
我们是可以这样祷告的
We can pray like that.
因为他是我们的阿爸父
Because he is our Abba Father.
父亲一定听我们的祷告
His Father listens to our prayer.
他同时赐给我们平安
And he will give us peace at the same time.
镇静
And the peace of steadfast heart.
然后力量
And power.
来面对这些忧愁
To face all these troubles.
第一点是耶稣的悲痛和忧愁。
The first point is the anguish or trouble of Jesus.
第二点。
The second point.
天父的回答。
The response of the Heavenly Father.
这是二十八节后半边到三十节。
It's taken from verses 28b to 30.
圣经告诉我们。
Bible tells us.
耶稣在世的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
天父的声音为了耶稣的缘故，总共出现过三次。
The Heavenly Father's voice appeared three times for Jesus' sake.
第一次是在耶稣受浸的时候。
The first time was when Jesus was baptized.
第二次是在耶稣登山变相的时候。
The second time when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
第三次就是在这里。
And the third time happens here.
过去的这两次。
The first two times.
天父的声音的出现。
Heavenly Father's voice appears.
都是在做一件事情。
To do one thing.
表示他很满意他的圣旨。
To show his satisfaction with his holy.
他很喜悦他所做的工作。
He was pleased with his ministry.
这一次呢，第三次呢
？And the third time this time.
天父不但继续的肯定他的侍奉。
Not only did God continue to confirm Jesus' ministry.
已经荣耀他的名。
But Jesus had glorified his name already.
并且又要为快要来的十字架。
And also impending cross.
再次荣耀他的名。
For that, Jesus will glorify him again.
我们看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29.
所站在旁边的众人听见，就说打雷的，还有人说有天使对他说话。
The multitude, therefore, who stood by and heard it, were saying that it had thundered. Others were saying an angel had spoken to him.
站在旁边人听到有两种反应。
There are two reactions from the multitude who heard the voice.
第一种反应,
the first reaction,
说是打雷啊。
They said it thundered.
在旧约里面，打雷是经常陪伴着神的声音一起出现。
In the Old Testament, thunder usually accompanied God's voice.
但不是神的声音。
But that was not God's voice.
你可以说它是一个伴奏。
You can say it's like an accompaniment.
但不是真正的声音。
It's not the actual voice.
我们看一下出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
十六节。
Verse 16.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节说，到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷风、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发战。再看十九节
，And also verse 19.
脚声渐渐的高而又高，摩西就说话，上帝神有声音答应他。但是这些旁边听到的人
But these people in the multitude,
他们把神的声音解释成一种自然界的现象
They explain God's voice as a natural phenomenon.
他们没有听懂
They did not understand.
第二种人的反应
The second response,
他说是个天使
was that it was an angel.
在旧约里面多次的记载天使曾向人显现
In the Old Testament, it mentioned many times that angels appeared to people.
和人谈话
And talking to people.
那么天使的谈话是这些人可以了解的
And the talking of the angels were understood by the people.
但是在这里的这第二种人呢
But here for the second group of people.
他们听到声音
They heard the voice.
但是他们听不懂
But they could not understand.
他们不晓得在说什么
They did not know what was being said.
并且耶稣他特别讲了一句话
And Jesus said something extra.
在三十节
In verse 30.
耶稣说这声音不是为我 是为你们来的。
Jesus said, this voice has not come for my sake, but for your sake.
那你还要问一个问题。
So maybe you have a question.
为什么这些人听不懂？
Why couldn't these people understand?
为什么这些人 不能明白神的声音？
Why couldn't they understand the voice of God?
为什么他们的结论分析是这样的错误？
Why did they have such erroneous conclusion and analysis?
答案其实很简单。
The answer is quite simple, really.
因为他们心硬。
Because their hearts were hardened.
他们其实不想听。
They really did not want to hear.
他们其实不想明白。
Didn't want to understand.
他们没有准备要去行。
They were not ready to obey.
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's look at a verse.
约翰第八章四十三节。
John 8:43.
约翰福音第八章四十三节。
Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 43.
这里说，你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不能听我的道，或者不想听我的道。
Why do you not understand what I'm saying? It is because you cannot hear my words or you don't want to hear my words.
听不进去。
So they cannot accept it.
觉得不合理。
They don't think it's reasonable.
所以我不打算遵守。
Then they have no desire to obey it.
过去这样，今天也是这样。
It's that case in the past and so is it today.
许多时候人的问题。
Today many of men's problems.
不是神没有出声。
It's not because God has not spoken.
不是神没有讲清楚。
It's not God has not made it clear.
这个问题乃是在那个堕落的人。
And yet it resides with the fallen man.
或者有罪的人。
Or the sinful man.
或者心硬的人。
Or the hardened heart man.
他们耳朵是聋的。
Their ears are deaf.
我们看一下以赛亚书有一句话。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah.
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6 verse 9.
以赛亚书第六章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 9.
以赛亚书第六章第九节。
Isaiah 6 verse 9.
他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见。却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得。
And he said, "Go and tell these people, keep on listening, but do not perceive; keep on looking, but do not understand."
这段经文，你我可以学到两个很宝贝的功课。
We can learn two precious lessons from this verse.
一个是负面的。
First is from the negative side.
如果有人他老是不明白讲言讲解神的话语
If a person continues not to be able to understand what the preacher says
或你就是不懂圣经上一些很简单的道理
Or maybe continue not to be able to understand some very simple truth in the Bible
那个道理很明显很简单
The truth is very simple and very clear
甚至你误会了他的意思
Or you even misunderstand
你也在教会里面很久了
And you've been in church for a long time.
那有个可能。
Now there's a possibility.
是你的心硬。
That your heart is hardened.
你其实不想遵循。
It's because you really don't want to obey.
你其实不想要去照做。
You really don't want to act on it.
有一间教会。
There's a church.
有一次请了一个外来的讲员。
Once invited a guest speaker.
他讲到救恩的道理。
He's talking about the salvation truth.
他讲得 很简单很清楚
He made it very simple and very clear.
在他讲解的时候他用了一个特别的名词
When he was preaching, he used a special term,
叫做文化基督徒
Cultural Christian.
在座许多人听了他的话
Many people in the congregation heard what he said.
都明白这个讲员是指这个没有得救的人
Understood that the pastor meant the unsaved.
是指一个冒名的基督徒啊。
It means the people with a Christian name only.
当然也有人。
But there are some.
听了以后。
After hearing the sermon.
却以为是真的基督徒。
Erroneously thought he was talking about Christians.
却以为文化基督徒是指得救的基督徒。
Thought that cultural Christians actually are Christians.
以赛亚是说得好。
So what Isaiah said was true.
你们听是要听见却不明白
You hear but you do not perceive it.
甚至你还要把它理解成反面的意思
and even word, you misunderstand it completely.
我有时候在查经脉看到类似的情形。
Sometimes I see this phenomenon in the Bible study.
一句很简单的圣经话语。
A very simple Bible verse.
在座许多人都看到了，认为知道是这个意思。
Many people in the group can understand it.
但却会有人以为是完全反面的意思。
Yet there are other people who take it completely opposite way.
答案很简单，信应。
The answer is because they are hardened heart.
不想去遵守神的话。
They don't want to obey God.
难怪他不能明白。
No wonder they cannot understand.
正面的呢？
And on the positive side,
对我们有什么功课？
What can we learn?
当你愿意像耶稣一样的付代价。
If you're willing to pay a price just like Jesus.
行在神的旨意当中。
And to walk on God's
path. 让神能够荣耀他的名。
So that God can have his name glorified.
你的祷告神一定会有回应。
Your prayer will be answered by God.
别人也许没有听到。
Others may not hear it.
别人也许弄不清楚。
Others may not understand it.
但是你自己听到了。
But you can hear it.
你知道神已经对你回应了。
You know God has answered you.
神今天回应的方式。
The ways God answers our prayer today
很少在用打雷闪电
is not through thunder and lightning
或者用某一个自然界的现象
or other natural phenomena
也很少用你的意闷、啊、
and he seldom uses the dreams
他乃是经常用他的话语
very often he uses his words
用圣灵的话语来回答你
uses the Bible through to answer our questions
箴言里面有一句很好的话。
There's a very good verse in Proverbs.
那我们看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 3.
第五节到第六节。
Verses 5 to 6.
箴言第三章第五节到第六节。
Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6.
找到一头我们一起念。
Please read together with me.
箴言第三章第五节第六节一起来你要专心仰赖耶和华不可依靠自己的聪明在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路我们可以从这段经文学到两个功课
We can learn two lessons from these verses.
从约翰福音的经文里面
and through the verses in John 12
负面的
On the negative side,
我们不要心硬
Let's not have the hardened heart.
如果你发现你是这样的情形
If you discover that's your condition,
你需要谦卑下来
You should humble yourself,
你需要告诉神说
You should tell God this,
神啊我可能没有得救
God, maybe I'm not saved,
我需要你救我
I need you to save me,
不管我在教会多久
No matter how long I've been in the church,
因为除非我有你的生命
Because unless I have your life,
我才能明白你的话
Otherwise, they cannot understand your words.
正面的呢?
On the positive side,
我们到神的面前,
we can come before God,
告诉神说, 神啊, 我愿意学耶稣的榜样,
and tell God that, God, I'm willing to follow Jesus' example.
你一定可以答应我的祷告,
and you will answer my prayer.
我们看第三大点,
let's look at third point.
胜利的确定,
the assurance of the victory.
这是三十一节到三十三节。
From verses 31 to 33.
对耶稣说现在这世界受审判这世界的王要被赶出去我若从地上被举起来就要吸引万人来归我耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样使说的对耶稣来讲
To Jesus,
十字架不是个失败
Cross is not a failure
而是个胜利
Rather, it's victory.
他很肯定这个胜利。
He was very sure of the victory.
他还列出有哪三个胜利。
He gave three victories.
第一个胜利。
The first.
世界要受审判。
The world will be judged.
圣经常常用世界这个字哈。
Very often, Bible uses the word world.
他当圣经用世界这个字，常常是指一件事情。
When it's used, usually it means one thing.
指那个邪恶的撒旦系统。
It means the evil satanic system.
以及所有在这系统当中的人反对神的人。
And all those people under that system who rebel against God.
我们看一两处经文。
Let's look at a few verses.
约翰福音七章七节。
John 7 verse 7.
约翰福音七章七节。
John chapter 7 verse 7.
世人不忍恨你们世人英文原来是用 cosmos 世界哈 却是恨我的，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。再看八章二十三节。
Let's look also chapter 8 verse 23。
八章二十三节。
8:23。
耶稣对他们说：“你们从下头来的，我是从上头来的。你们是属这世界的，我不是属这世界的。”再看一次44节。
Another verse 44。
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。这个世界以为把耶稣钉在世界就成功了。
The world thinks that she has succeeded when she put Jesus on the cross.
这个邪恶的撒旦的制度。
And this is the evil satanic system.
以及在这个制度里面反抗神的人。
And also those under this system who rebel against.
他们以为胜利了。
They thought they are victorious.
但其实他们是在敲自己的善钟。
And yet, I think they are just ringing their own death knell.
耶稣第一次来世界上不是要审判人，主要的目的是要救人。
The first time Jesus came to earth not to judge but to save.
但历世历代以来的人，
but then throughout all the years and generations,
如果他们拒绝他，
if people continue,
如果他们反抗他，
to resist him,
如果他们不相信他，
if they don't believe in him,
他们却被审判，
they will be judged.
我们看约翰福音三章十七节十八节。
Let's look at John 3:17-18.
约翰福音三章十七节十八节。
John 3:17-18.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要进世人哈，这其实是世界的罪，乃是要叫世界因他得救。信他的人不被定罪。不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。耶稣胜利的第一个，世界被审判。
The first victory of Jesus is that the world is judged.
第二个胜利，
The second victory,
世界的王要被赶出去。
The ruler of the world will be cast out.
基督不但审判这个世界的制度，
Not only will Jesus judge the system of this world.
同时他还审判这个制度的王，就是撒旦。
He will also judge the ruler of this system, that's Satan.
圣经几次提到这个撒旦要被赶出去。
The Bible mentions a few times this ruler, Satan, will be cast out.
这里是提到第一次被赶出去。
This is the first mention of it.
是指撒旦要失去他的权柄或他的影响。
It talks about Satan losing his authority and influence.
想一想看。
Try to imagine this.
如果这个世界，
if this world,
也就是撒旦的统治的领域，
and it's the under Satan's ruling domain,
被审判了，
it's being judged,
被破坏了，
it's being destroyed.
那撒旦就没有什么地方可以继续再影响人了。
So how can Satan continue to influence people?
对吧？
Is that correct?
也就是撒旦的力量要被摧毁。
Jesus saying that Satan's power will be destroyed.
耶稣上十字架。
When Jesus was nailed on a cross.
只是撒旦要被审判的前奏曲。
That fact was only the prelude to the judgment of Satan.
耶稣说的第三个胜利。
Jesus mentioned a third victory.
在三十二节。
In verse 32.
吸引万人来归我。
I will draw all men to myself.
请注意一个字哦，万人。
Please pay attention, all men.
万人是不是指所有的人？
Does it mean all men, everybody?
我们知道历世历代以来，很多人没有相信耶稣。
I think throughout the ages, there are many people who did not believe.
他们没有归向耶稣。
They did not turn to Jesus.
所以不可能是指所有的人。
So this all men should not mean everybody.
那这个万人究竟是指什么？
So what does all men mean then?
万人是指各种不同种族的人，
All men means people of different nations,
以及各种不同阶级的人，
different classes,
不管是上层、中层、下层阶级，
high class, middle class, or low class,
不管是哪一种类的人，
any kind of people.
都会有人被吸引到耶稣的面前来。
Out of those groups, there will be people being attracted, being drawn to Jesus.
这个圣经也告诉你我一个很好的道理。
Here's a very important truth from this verse.
这些人能够得救。
These people can be saved.
主要的原因。
The main reason is.
唯一的原因。
The only reason is.
请注意是耶稣吸引他们。
Please pay attention. It's because Jesus draws them.
耶稣没有赶他们。
Jesus did not drive them.
耶稣也没有给在他们身上施压力要他们信。
Jesus did not pressure them to believe.
但是当耶稣被举起来的时候，
yet when Jesus was lifted up.
当这件事情发生以后，
when this happened after that.
当这件事情的后果明显以后，
when the consequence was terrified.
就很自然地吸引人到他面前来。
Naturally, it would draw people to him.
这对你我一个应用。
So there's an application here for us.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters.
你希望吸引人来教会。
Do you want to attract people to a church?
你希望人得到耶稣。
You want people to receive Jesus.
不能用活动。
Don't use activity.
不能用节目。
We cannot use program.
不能用其他人的方法。
We cannot use other human ways.
只要高举钉十字架的耶稣基督。
But to lift up the Jesus on the cross.
我们讲道要讲基督。
We have to preach Jesus.
我们主日学要教钉十字架的基督。
We have to preach Jesus and His cross in Sunday school.
我们查经的时候要谈到钉十字架的基督。
And we have to study about Jesus and His cross.
我们看保罗怎么讲。
Let's see what Paul said.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
二十二节到二十五节。
Verses 22 to 25.
哥林多前书第一章。二十二节。
1 verse 22.
这里说犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传定十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为衣着，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。因为神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。再看第二章第二节到第五节。
Also, please look at chapter 2, verses 2 to 5.
第二章第二节到第五节。
Chapter 2, verses 2 to 5.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。弟兄姐妹们，因为真被耶稣吸引的人，不是群众，
Not the crowd.
不是凑热闹的人。
It's not those who come for the excitement.
不是一时很有兴趣的人。
But those who are interested for a moment.
真被耶稣吸引的人。
Those who are really drawn by Jesus.
乃是属于他的羊。
Really those who belong to him, his sheep.
乃是得救的人。
But those who are saved.
这表示什么？
What does that mean?
这表示当我们聚会的时候。
It means that when we have our meeting.
我们需要多读圣经。
We should read more of the Bible.
我们需要多认识圣经。
We should know the Bible better.
我们需要多讲解圣经。
We should explain the Bible more.
因为圣经的中心题目便是耶稣钉十字架。
Because the main theme of the Bible is Jesus and him crucified.
这表示我们在一起的时候。
It means that when we get together,
就像个上礼拜我们在查经的时候，
just like last Friday when we had about Bible study,
我们需要问，
we should ask,
有哪些圣经的话语我有遵守的？
What kind of verses in the Bible that I have obeyed?
有哪些圣经的话语我没有遵守？
And what others I have not obeyed?
为什么我不肯遵守？
Why won't I obey?
我有什么计划去改变它？
Do I have some plans to change that situation?
这表示耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
That means that Jesus and him crucified.
真正能改变一个人的生命。
Can really change a person's life.
他有一个新的生命。
So that he can have a new life.
这种新生命是生龙活虎的。
This new life is very active.
是人看得见的。
Can be seen by others.
因为是从神来的。
Because it's from God.
请问。
May I ask?
你是不是有这个吸引人的新生命？
Do you have this new life that is attracted to others?
你想要它吗？
Do you want it?
请问，
May I ask?
你有没有让这个新生命？
Do you let this new life?
不受阻挡的吸引人到耶稣的面前？
Not be impeding other people to Jesus.
那我们看最后一点。
Let's look at the last point.
对人的邀请。
The invitation to the people.
这是三十四节到三十六节。
This is in verses 34 to 36.
我们上看三十四节前半边。
Let's look at the first part of verse 34.
众人回答说：“我们听见律法上有话说，基督是永存的。你怎么说人子必须被举起来呢？”他们不相信弥赛亚需要受死这件事。
They did not believe that the Messiah should go through that.
虽然耶稣讲了好多次。
Even though Jesus mentioned many times.
然后三四节后半边。
And second part of 34.
这人子是谁呢？
Who is this son of man?
这是一种嘲笑的口气啊。
This is kind of a derogatory question.
或者是一个轻视的口气啊。
They're just showing their disdain for Jesus.
表示他们根本不相信耶稣就是那个人子啊。
Show that they did not really believe Jesus was the Son of God.
不然他们不会这样嘲笑他。
Otherwise, they would not show this disrespect.
如果你是耶稣，
if you were Jesus,
人又这样的嘲笑你，
and people insult you.
你讲的话他不信。
What you say, they don't believe.
你怎么办？
What do you do?
你会不会说就不理他们了？
Will you just ignore them?
这个圣经告诉我们说，耶稣为他们做了两件事。
And this verse tells us that Jesus did two things for them.
首先
，First，
他提醒他们，他就是世界的光。
He reminded them that he is the light of the world.
我们读三十五节、三十六节。
Let's look at verses 35 and 36.
请注意，这个光在这两节经文里面出现了五次。
Please pay attention that there are five mentions of the light.
看看你能不能找出来。
Can you find them?
耶稣对他们说。光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去。你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子或光之子。总共有五次啊，我看到何真迪五个手指出来。
Somebody can find five times.
前面的四次。
The first, previous four times.
在光的前面。
Before the light.
有一个冠词。
There's an article.
那表示说这是个特别的光。
To show that this is a special kind of light.
也许我们中国这个翻译可以说这个光。
Yeah, it's this light.
所以我们三十五节、三十六节可以这样读啊。
So in verses 35 and 36, we can read this way.
这个光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有这个光行走。免得黑暗临到你们，那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去，你们应该趁着有这个光，信从这个光，使你们成为光明之子。这个光指谁？
Who is this light? The light.
是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
耶稣提醒他们说，他就是那个光。
Jesus reminded them he is that light.
然后告诉他们说，你们可以成为光明之子。
And told them that they can be sons of light.
然后耶稣邀请他们做两件事情。
And Jesus invited them to do two things.
这是耶稣他们最后一次邀请他们说，请你们做这两件事情。
This is the last invitation Jesus extended to those people.
因为之后耶稣没有再对过他们讲话。
Because afterwards Jesus did not speak to them.
哪两件事情？
What two things?
第一件。
The first.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
信从这光。
Believe in the light.
信这个字在我们圣经屡次的出现，你要信耶稣啊。
This word believe happens many times in the Bible. You have to believe in Jesus.
究竟相信耶稣什么意思？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
圣经里面提到相信的时候，
When Bible says to believe,
当你相信某一个人的时候，
You believe somebody,
表示你相信那个人的话，
You believe his word,
并且，
And also,
照着办，
And act upon it.
请注意哈，相信那个人的话，
you believe his word,
并且照着办。
And also act upon it.
所以耶稣他说他是神。
So Jesus says that he is God.
如果你说我相信，
if you say you believe,
你会敬拜他。
You will worship him.
如果耶稣说我是人的救主，
if Jesus said I am the savior of man,
你说你相信，
and you say you believe,
你会照办。
You will act upon it.
就会悔改认罪。
And therefore we confess and repent.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
换句话说，耶稣拿今天的话，意思说我的诫命是不难的。
In other words, Jesus is saying that my commands are not difficult to keep.
如果我说我相信耶稣，
If I believe Jesus,
我就相信他的话，
Then I believe his word,
并且照办。
And also act on it.
这个叫做跟从这关。
That means to follow this person.
这个叫做相信耶稣。
This is what believing in Jesus means.
但是耶稣邀请他们做第二件事情。
And then the second invitation of people.
在光里行走。
Is to walk in the light.
这是在三十五节。
In verse 35.
哦，这比好像相信看起来是更进一步哈。
This seems to be the next step to believing.
表示说你在耶稣里面行走。
That means to walk in Jesus.
表示你模仿耶稣的方法。
That is walking in his steps.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
你在想耶稣所想的。
You think what Jesus thinks.
你在做耶稣所做的。
You do what Jesus does.
你在行出耶稣所行出的。
You act on what Jesus acts on.
你要在光里行走。
If you want to walk in the light.
表示说你已经有个决定。
That means you have made a decision.
你愿意把自己委身给耶稣？
Do you want to commit yourself to Jesus?
不然你很容易就往后跌啊。
Otherwise, you fall back.
又跌到黑暗里面了。
Fall back to darkness.
又没有光明了。
Without light.
这就是为什么弟兄姐妹，你有没有注意到
？So that's why, brothers and sisters, have you noticed this?
照理讲哈。
According to reason.
我们应该相信以后再跟从耶稣，对吧
？We should believe first and then follow.
但是约翰在这里呢？
And yet John here
却把次序颠倒了
seems to reverse the order.
35节说你要跟从
35 says you should follow.
36节还说你相信
And some, verse 36 says you have to believe.
为什么
Why?
因为如果你没有打算委身给耶稣的话
Because if you don't intend to commit yourself to
你没有打算跟从他的话
If you don't want to walk in step
其实你没有在相信他
Actually, you have not believed in him.
其实你是嘴巴讲讲而已。
Actually, you're just saying the mouthing the words.
三十六节后半边告诉我们，当耶稣讲了这话以后，他就隐藏起来了。
Second part of verse 36 says these things Jesus spoke.
他没有再向人总讲过道。
He hid himself and he never preached to the crowd again.
但呢，耶稣有一句警告的话。
And yet Jesus gave them a warning.
在三十五节前半边。
In the first part of verse 35.
他说还有不多的时候
For a little while
时间不多了
Time is short
不晓得弟兄姐妹有没有注意到
I don't know if brothers and sisters have you noticed
我们人的生命其实是很脆弱的
Actually our life is very fragile
像这次四川大地震一下子几万人生命就不见了
Like this great earthquake in Sichuan Just in the blinking of the eye that tens of thousands of people died
我们生在美国
And we being in the United States,
我们不能讲说我们生命一定是很安稳的。
We cannot say that our lives are very certain.
我一定可以活到几岁。
I'm sure that I can live to a long age.
因为常常在我们自己觉得平安无事的时候。
Because very often why we'll say that we have safety and security.
灾难就忽然临到。
And the trouble will come.
请问你有没有准备好
？May I ask?Have you prepared?
我不晓得四川的那几万人有多少人是准备好的。
I don't know out of the tens of thousands of people in Sichuan that died, how many were prepared?
但耶稣告诉我们。
And yet Jesus told us.
如果我们肯相信他。
If we will believe in him.
如果我们肯跟从他。
If we will follow him.
他答应我们能成为光明之子。
He promises that we will be sons of light.
我们不会在黑暗里面。
We will not walk in darkness.
我们知道往何处去。
We know where we are going.
耶稣在上十字架之前
Before Jesus enters the cross
就讲那个应许摆在我们的面前
He put this promise before us
因为他爱我们
Because he loves us
他不要我们去那个黑暗的地方
He doesn't want us to go to the darkness
你愿意接受他
Are you willing to accept
你愿意跟从他
Are you willing to follow him
这可能是你人生的最大的决定
This may be the biggest decision of your life
我们祷告
Let's pray and pray
天父，我们再一次谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
你是这样的爱我们。
You love us so much.
你常常讲来讲去，就是告诉我们说你爱我们。
Very often you repeat yourself in saying that you love us.
你不需要我们去那黑暗的地方。
You don't want us to go into darkness.
你不要我们去那个与你分开的地方。
You don't want us to be separated from you.
你要我们成为光明之子。
You want us to be sons of light.
天父，你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
真是成为光明之子。
To be sons of light.
我们这样祷告感谢。
Pray with thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.